We're talking about Yisoid HaOcho. You know that everything is made out of four Yisoidis. Ocho, Ruach, Mayim Vayish. Are you going to tell me that this is the ancient beliefs and nothing to do with today that we have atomic periodic table? There's nothing to do with that. Every atom is made up also of these type of coils. We call them neutrons, electrons, photons, neutrinos, all kind of other fancy names they came up with over the years, all kind of different particles. Or what the Chazal referring to is behind all these coils are these different four natures. So you say the offer, like we said, is the one which is the lack of energy. Neutrons, whatever you want to call it. No, it's not neutrons, but leads a person to a state of atzlus, the atzlus. A person who's not happy, and he's also lethargic, lazy, doesn't move. It comes from offer kibshuta, like the earth, something that has no value. I'm not talking about, we mentioned last time that. That's not the earth, it's matzmiach. The earth that you trample on. A person feels that I'm one of those things that people trample on. A person feels no value, he has no energy within him to get him to do the right things, to be the right mind thing. And we saw from Chaim Vital that connected that is these two things that create simcha. Sameach v'chelko. Be happy with what I have. Now, if a person looks at himself as a piece of offer, it's very hard to be happy with what you have. Oh, it's really great to be this man able to trample on. Even a big honor would not manage with that. Because that's not real anova. Anova is recognition of what I am. And with that, recognizing that with all my greatness, there's a great HaKadosh Baruch Hu above me, who is the one who's making everything happen. So, the Sameach V'chelko comes from the fact that I recognize that I'm not just a piece of offer. I recognize that I have a Ruach Din Neshama. The offer in Adama is just my body, which is something which is serving my body, not my essence. So basically, Sameach V'chelko comes from properly assessing myself. Myself is not the offer part of myself, but myself is the Neshama part of it. Ruach, the Eish. So that's Sameach V'chelko. And the second one is Into the Mitzvahs, which is a complementary part of the person. Because if I have a great neshama, but I don't really have any opportunities to have my neshama guide me and do the right thing, so I have a tremendous belief, but I have no way to use it. But rather, I have every second of my life opportunities to have the neshama activated and strengthened by doing the Ratzon Hashem. Every second of my life, we have such an opportunity. Every second of my life. I'm only inside the base medrash at home. This, I was talking with somebody today. We got to this, but that was a conversation. I was talking to happens to be a psychiatrist by profession. And he says that sometimes you have a person which is interacting with you in a fashion that is unpleasant. He's a person whatever, is not behaving properly or cooperate properly. So you have two ways of dealing with it. Dealing with it, well, I have this now this personal conflict between me and him. You have to see who's going to overpower who, which is a very unpleasant situation. Or taking a step back and saying, one second, this opportunity that Hashem gave me to see how I'm going to react in the proper fashion. I'm going to get upset about something which won't really make a difference one way or the other if I get upset or not. Will I find a way of maybe trying to understand where the other person is coming from? And the mother, if it's coming from, very often a person says something which hurts us, and it's coming because he has some pain that we're causing him, or hurt. We just don't realize it. So the natural reaction is right away to whip back. But we said, stop a second, one second. Okay, maybe exaggerated, maybe it wasn't exactly the way he's saying it. But it is coming from something. Sometimes a wife gets make a comment we're not so happy with. 99.9% of the time, a wife's comment is coming from something real. Something is disturbing her. The way she expresses it may not be accurate. It may be adding much more to the picture than is necessary, making it much more colorful than it is. But so what? She's entitled to that. It's not my problem. If I'm able to go past it and say, one second, what I'm hearing here? What does Hashem want me to do now? We'll take an example of a wife, because a wife's always right anyways. That's it. So in the case of a wife is saying something which I feel she's not judging me, she's being overly judgmental, she's exaggerating, whatever. So let's take a step back. One second, what does Hashem really want me to do in this? This is a wonderful opportunity from Kosh Kol to see how I'm going to deal with my nidus rois. It would be my bar gaiman to say, oh, you were saying something negative to me. Achas tosoi mahomes. She's deserving of the death penalty. I'll be even nicer. I won't kill her. I'll just destroy her. The shaded peace. Yeah. That's one way of doing it. But obviously that's not what Kosh Bob wants from us. So, like I said, we look at it as an opportunity to, okay, there's a challenge over here. Let me try to see how can I do this in the best possible fashion. And, you know, try to see, think of it a little bit more where it's coming from, be more sensitive, try to calm things down, and to not just prove myself right, because she's twice as bad as what she's thinking about me. That's what I'm saying. We have non-stop opportunities of this. We have the obvious ones, we have time to learn the daven, and then we have the ones that are a little less obvious, but whether it be when I'm going to work, counting opportunities of doing things with that Hashem, or not the right way, be talking without be talking. Or when I'm going and learn, going to pray, the same type of thing. Am I using my time properly? Am I putting enough energy that I have into what I'm doing? Everything we're doing in life, it's not a second of a life, which is not an opportunity for this. No. And even when we get dressed, it's either the right way, or you get, I'm a left, the right is, it's either the left place before the right place. Just putting on shoes, putting on the right shoe first, and then tying the left foot, shoe first. Is that what it's a shed? It's great. But if I put on shoes, nothing happens. If you put on shoes, all the malachim start dancing. Oh, you did it right. It's amazing. Yeah, everything. A guy, if he's a little bit more advanced and he knows the standard post-COVID that he's supposed to wash your hands once a day, so they do it. Nothing. Hygiene. For us, wash your hands in the morning. It's Kaddish to make some Kaddish. It's Kaddish. Everything we do is opportunities for mitzvahs. And this is a person focused on it, should cross the state of full, should be full of simcha. Because number one is, like we said, it's a matter of healthy. I realize my chelik is a great chelik. Chelik Hashem Amor, I'm the chelik of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I have the neshama to do it, and I have the tools to be successful in my mission in life, and I have so many opportunities for it. And we have people that are looking for investment opportunities. This is not good. And they try one of them, and they thought it was good, it ends up not to be good. Here we have like this, people are throwing at me, somebody once had to deal with a guy, that's what's stuck in, and he's willing to give a certain amount. And I saw this just today, that I was Machan to the Chavetz Chaim, when he asked me for money, he didn't tell him, he had a yeshiva. Oh, we're starving to death, and we're this. I'm offering you opportunity. You have the ability. One opportunity, wonderful deal. Make more profit than the Any investment you can make in your life, come about. You know, it's a person. It's another line of thought from the Chavetz Chaim. It's an interesting thing. It said, I don't know if anybody's a fundraiser over here, but yeah, if you're not, it's not an easy job. But he said this interesting thing. He said that when you're fundraising for Dovah Shabbat Dusha, you should not be overly, aggressive, because the fact the person can give or not, give yes or not, is primarily telling if he has schuz to give or not. If he has a schuz to give, he'll give, and if he doesn't have a schuz to give, he's wasting your breath up again. So, I just, recently I heard also, he's a very, very, very close to the time. Yes, he's a friend of the Rebbe, outside next week. So, he told me once, he does a lot of fundraising. He's a very good person, speaks under it, I think. Anyway, so he was about to make a trip to America, and he asked Rebbe Chaim, there's to meet some specific person. He described the person more or less to Rebbe Chaim, and asked, maybe he has an eitzah, some mind that he could tell him, and maybe he can get him. Rebbe Chaim was always this very matter-of-fact person. He says, doesn't make any difference what you tell him. If he has chliyos, he'll give you. If he doesn't, he's not going to give you. He says, oh, okay, but if he has chliyos, how did I tell him? Rebbe Chaim says, no. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. So that's what life is all about. Life is a bunch of sweets. Very often you don't realize. Yeah. Chaperan mitzvah. So this is the source of the sins we have. So take us away from that mistaken offer mindset. That's what Amalek is really all about. Amalek is about to try to convince us that we don't have that sad haruchim. We don't have a special kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have the neshama. We're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yisoid offer. That's where he pushes us down to feeling that I'm disconnected, I'm not shayach Hashem and Melech. That's what it said, and he was Vayizanet Bechor Kol Nechashol Macharecha, the Pasha we can read on Shabbos, Pasha Zohar. And he also, he attacked the ones that were weak. Once it didn't feel strong, I am with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the what preceded this is they said Hashem, Hashem b'kaveinu ha'ad. They didn't feel enough closeness with Hashem. Okay. Now it says, he brings Tikkun HaZoya. Ava and Yira are two wings that fly upwards. It says the mitzvah of the stachus. Stachus means a person feels that I have enough. I don't have to always run for more and more and more. That has a shachus to Yira. A person is sameach b'chelko. He's happy with what he has. Not just says it's enough, but really feels fortunate with what he has. That's shaykh to Av. A person says that, okay, I'll make do with what I have. That is more shaykh to Yira. That I'm living myself. I don't have to run to amass excessive wealth or whatever else it is. But a person who is nene for what he's doing in his present state, that shows that he has a kesher of Avas that you fit in my Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I'm happy with my state. It shows that I really feel I'm a good hands of Hashem. It's not just that I want to be careful not to get into trouble. That's Maradim says, the Gemara in Brocha says, "Go to my be a kapa yosim yirshamay." Person enjoys his work is greater than yirshamay. Enjoying his work as yirshamay, he's better than yirshamay. So he says that the reason why people don't enjoy the work is because they always want more. So whatever level of success they have, they're always under pressure and can't even enjoy what they have because they want more. I was talking speaking the other day to not business, just certain things that I was astounded. A person extremely wealthy. Extremely. I don't know what a person does with what that type of money is. He's so under pressure because he wants to make some more money on something and somebody's having problems with that issue. Can't make, instead of $500 million, he's going to make $400 million. He doesn't know what to do with what he has. But that's what it is. If you don't have the mind, it's totally a mind frame. If you don't have the right mind frame, no matter what you have, it's always a state of tension and pressure. Shame, whatever it is. The person has the right attitude. The attitude that's, let me focus on what he has. It's what I have is, I have good things in my life. More focus on what I do have. And like the same thing is in the vacuum. What I have is a gift from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mentioned before, but it's always good to remind myself. The Kuzari said, the Chacham of Kuzari said that we make brachas, it's not only a mitzvah to make brachas, but we enjoy the food a lot more when we make the bracha. Because when you have just a piece of, you have a piece of cake, okay, it's a piece of cake. But if this cake was delivered by the king, special for you, special gift from you from the king, ooh, that's a piece of cake. I'm going to show my neighbors, I'm all excited, every drop I taste, I feel that cover that I have that the king related to me. That's a bracha. Before every food we eat, when we remind ourselves, Melech Olam, the king of the entire world, he brought me this food, he created it for me. Yeah. He's not talking about his 2 meters. Meters is stakus. Stakus means that I am satisfied with what I have, and this high madrega of Sameh Potelka. So it's very important. People mistakenly do not understand his stakus. Stakus to me, to the average person is, when you say that I can do with what I have, it means to say, I really do not have what I need, but I'm a religious person, and I will suffice with not having what I need. That is not a stakus. Stakus means I feel that I have what I need. Hello, what? I don't have a Mercedes. I only have a Toyota, whatever. Who says I needed a Mercedes? Because I never had a Mercedes. A guy from a Frum community in America ordered a Sefer Torah. So the Sefer told him, why in the world do you need a Sefer Torah? You live in a Frum community, there's no shortage of Sefer Torah there, and there's a shortage of Sefer. We don't want all the Sefer running Sefer Torah with people who don't need them. The guy said, no, I do have a need for a Sefer Torah. Why? Because my son told me I'm the only person on the block that doesn't have his own Sefer Torah. So I said, well, Baruch Hashem, at least that's the only one on the block that doesn't have his private yacht or whatever. But the essence is coming from the same place. Unfortunately, it's like some big mechanic, and as you said, I was saying, you have to be careful because sometimes you talk mitzvahs, and you're really talking about Kina, Tayyip, and Kodesh. You know, this is, so like I said, it may be better this way than the other way, I don't know, but that's a lack of acceptance. Why in the world do I need to say the Torah? The guy next door, the California, why we need 100 other things that we don't need just because. Yeah. So acceptance is really assessing things properly and realizing have no reason to be jealous of the guy, and no reason to have titles or things from not adding things to my life. You just look around, the people that have more are not at all necessarily happier in any way. Very often it's the other way around, because the person has a mind frame that they always need more, so those are under tension and stress. So he's saying, the mida of the stafkis is a lachatila. Vilna Gaon calls mida bitochen l'Hashem the stafkis. So bitochen is, I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what He gave me is good for me, and I have what I need. And that's, like I said, it's not that, yeah, I really don't have, but I'll make do with it. No, I have what I need. So you can ask me, so what are we davening for? Sometimes we have certain trying situations, which, if I have it right now, that's what Hashem feels is good for me now. I don't know, I'm entitled to daven that I should be in a better situation that I won't be. The person needs an operation. So if you need an operation, and it's a life-saving operation, don't daven that, I hope the surgeon does not come tomorrow. I'm sure you need the surgery, hope he comes, because if he doesn't do the surgery. But if there's room for something in his system to change, that he won't need the surgery, then I don't know. One is in fact, he's found that. That my station has changed for the good, that I won't need the surgery. What do you mean? If it's good for me, so I'll get the surgery, why am I dabbing? The good for me is always according to my present state. If a person needs a surgery because he's a certain level of weight of existence, he needs it. Maybe a higher level of existence, a more close to Hashem, he won't need it. Maybe he will need it. That we'll find out what happens in the future. Basically, the main important thing to always know between the mitzvah tzadkis and the mitzvah tefillah is present and future. Whatever I have now, at the present state now, that's what Hashem will know what's best for me, feels the best for me. Even close that, I'm entitled to mitzvah that Hashem, I want things to be more miraculous, I want things to be more, but the question is, what's the mind frame behind? If the mind frame behind things, I always feel that what I have now is not good for me, then that's not a healthy thing. I have to feel content with what I have. So the future is, I'm entitled to be the smart Hashem, that things should be more pleasant about this and about that. These misgivings I have, please. I pass the Nisoyim by showing Hashem that I'm turning to a good role, and that's what kind of other thing. Yeah. So anyway, this is an accuser. Yesh lo yimona, eider reisim asayim. A person has a mona, not just, he's not asking for it, or he's mashlim with what he has. Still the value. There's a vikruach of Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov told Esav, take all his gifts. Chanani lekim, yesh li kol. You're not taking anything away from me, because I have no need for this. I have everything. And Esav said, yesh li rab, I have a lot. That is the main difference between a person who's living with a stafkus, or sounds like Esav is a big sadness. See, I have so much, I don't need. When we say I have so much, you don't say I have everything, that means that I have a lot, but I'm lacking. If you say I have everything, that means I say, I have everything. This is extra. This is not anything for my personal needs. Therefore, Akasha. Yeah. Yeah. It says that in the Gemara, and it brings, three people had a taste in Olam Haza, may ain Olam Haba. Had a taste of Olam Haba. What was that? Yaakov Avinu. When he said, Yesh li kol, I have everything, that's Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a place, we come to a recognition, we have everything, there's nothing more to get. Whatever I have, exactly what I need. A person can bring himself into a flavor of Olam Haba by working on this, internalizing that I have so much, now I have so much, I have all that I need. I'm not lacking anything. Yeah, but Hashem, we was able to see in our time people like that. One of the shining examples of the great Israel that we had so recently, we have one that's still alive, but Rav Steinman was such a classic example of Yesh li kol. He lived in poverty, he didn't sit on a chair, he sat on his bed, and he ate breadcrumbs. But he saw it, and that was his life. Yesh li kol, I had anything, I'm not liking anything. If you give him another piece of bread, he's fancy. What are you stuffing another two breadcrumbs today? Yeah, it's that clarity, the simplest of time, comes from that living with the reality of life. I don't mean it. It's so important for us to live our lives with this feeling that I'm content with what I have. It's extremely important for chinuch of children. When children grow up in a home, it's a feeling of lacking. It's an unpleasant place to be. And it's a pleasant lifestyle. Why should I live this lifestyle? There's one of the social rabbanim, the chairman of Nosson Koshitz, sitting shit on a brother. He's the youngest of the family. So they lived in Yerushalayim between, let's say, 180 years ago. There's tremendous power in the universe, thickness, and there's wars, a lot of terrorists. And unfortunately, from the Fumas families over there, in every family, they weren't successful with all the children. The Palmach was trying to attack the kids to go to the army, and they were pretty successful. One of the few families that came out unscathed was this sculptor's family. All the brothers and sisters becoming the phone. One sister's released the realism, but anyway, so I was talking about the Nakudas of the parents, what the parents do right. There were different Nakudas, but one of the Nakudas that came up was an interesting thing. Said that the father had a tremendous ayin tov. He always saw the good in things. And even though they had poverty, but the atmosphere at home was a pleasant atmosphere. It wasn't always, oh, what are we doing? We have this term, that's our here's this. So they come back, say, oh, you heard the good news. This person had a baby boy, and this one got engaged, and this one got some fun. No, so there's always stressing the good things that were happening, and it helped to create an environment of, things are good. And not only that, they are much more than that. They're literally, I'm telling you, the mitzvahs, I'm very excited about that. So it gave a certain environment in the home that things are great. Histakus, Sameh Hokelka, Ashrei Mato Hokelka, that's the time of Oyun Ha'av. So Mitzvah Hashem, coming up to Purim, and close to Purim. We can get a taste of Oyun Ha'av in everything, even in the physical life that we're living in. By feeling that I have what I need and I enjoy what I have. The person makes a broth on a piece of bread, like you said, and thinks, this slice of bread, this apple, this appears from a Kodesh Kol, it's special for me, with all the nutrients, all the flavor and everything you have in it, and it makes them feel excited to have something very special over here. That's a different quality of life we can bring for ourselves, free of charge. We're going to try to strengthen this. Maybe that's a good way of doing it. Take a birchas hanenu in the course of the day. One brother will make on some food that we eat. Stop for a second and think how fortunate I have to have this thing specially designed for me.